in 10 minutes. It's very intense. It's just like...
It's The Walking Dead.
Okay. So you just have a theme for every bed music? Is that about it?
Oh, yeah, I just try to change it up here. I've been playing The Walking Dead theme for a while, but just trying to think of some good TV and TV themes to play once in a while.
Okay.
Don't have to have rock music all the time.
Well, obviously, I'm not the guy that's going to sit here and
or
say,
John's pop rock.
Get rock all the time. Pop punk. Pop punk is what I would consider it.
Oh, also, is that what it is?
Yeah, pop punk and hip hop. Those are my wheelhouses, man. Those are my wheelhouses. Things that do not really appeal to the masses, I think, that listen to this radio show very much at all. You can find me on Twitter if you got music opinions, J.L. Kurtz. You can also vote in the Twitter poll today. What's most to blame for K-State's loss last night? 522 votes. I think this is the most we've ever gotten on a poll. So people clearly passionate about what happened last night in the one-point loss to Texas Tech. Twitter, you make me happy. You make me happy today. A lot of times I disagree with where the voting split winds up happening in these polls. Today, I agree 58% say late-game execution is most to blame for K-State's loss last night. 33% the officiating and 9% other. So I thought... You could basically switch the numbers there for officiating and late-game execution if I were to predict what I would have thought people would vote. That's how I thought it would fall. But instead, most people focusing on what K-State can do themselves to control the situation. You know, when you have a problem in life, most of the time people are going to tell you, hey, control what you can control. Everything else, you just got to let go.
Okay.
That, I think, applies perfectly to what you've had not only in Lawrence, but especially here against Texas Tech. Different deal in Lubbock than what actually happened in Lawrence. And Mitch Holtis made very good points, as did Charles earlier, who called in. You know, you look down the rest of the schedule, there are a lot of road games that are going to be not quite as tough as this. I'm changing my stance a little bit after watching Texas Tech last night, and I know I came at it yesterday and said, all right, hey, there are three road games probably left that you could debate would be easier than going to Texas Tech. I do think after watching Tech and the roster that they have, they're a pretty legit team. There are a number of games, I think, that are more winnable. I think you're looking at probably four road games at least that are more winnable that you're going to play the rest of the way. So I'm on board with that thought, and this team will have easier opportunities to finally break through and get that road win. So there is that. And then on top of that, I also agree with the fact that Mitch Holtis put it basically on, hey, if the guards make free throws, the guards have a little bit better execution on possessions down the stretch, then you're not in this position. And some of that is growing pains and development. There just is going to come a time when the growing pains and development thing isn't going to fly anymore. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. We'll take another phone call here and talk with Rick in Manhattan. What's going on, Rick?
Well, I just wanted to point out that I think everybody that watches sports realizes that games could be won with better execution. Very rarely can you say a game couldn't be won with better execution. With that being said, I think that's probably why a lot of fans are pointing out the poor officiating, because you shouldn't have to point out the obvious, which in this case is better execution. The not-so-obvious to some people is how bad the officiating is in some of the Big 12 games. And that doesn't always happen at the end of a game. So when you see one that it does happen, that's your chance to point it out and discuss it. When it's not poor officiating at the end of a game, you don't have a chance to discuss it. So just to defend all the fans that are discussing the poor officiating, I think to a certain extent that's why they're doing it now, because it doesn't happen at the end of every game.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think there's something to what you're saying there, Rick. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, and I agree basically with the premise that, yes, there was some poor officiating there at the end of that game. I just, as much as you say, execution is going to be the cause of losses in virtually every single case, and that is true. I would also say that in virtually every single game that you're going to play, you have to live with some human error with officials. And over time, I think for the most part, some of that stuff is going to even out. And at the end of the day, you have to have figured out a way to win enough games to have overcome that in some cases. and in some cases just taking advantage of what's given to you if you have a call or two go your way. I would almost lump it in the same category as, hey, execution is the reason behind every win or loss that a team has. I would also say, you know, poor officiating is going to happen from time to time. Totally cool with bringing it up and discussing it. I just don't want it to necessarily be the focus of everything, I guess, would really be my point in all of that, because I think that is how all of a sudden you lose sight of actually getting better. You get too angry, too upset, too focused on what you can't control, and then all of a sudden you're going to find yourself in some trouble. Got to get to You Can't Be Serious so that Mitch can get out of here and get to Bramlage Coliseum. We've got the K-State women tonight, 6:30 for pregame coverage and 7 o'clock for the tip of the Sunflower Showdown. An athlete takes things into his own hands with the media. It's coming up and You Can't Be Serious.